Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day where we can partake of your Spirit and so move into the inheritance that's laid up for us, a wonderful name written in heaven, and we can rejoice in it. Oh, your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Yesterday we saw that we must awake, O sleeper, and arise from our coffins so Christ can shine on us. And we're carrying on with this encouragement. He chose us so that we can wake up, that we can be everything He made us to be and everything that the Godhead desires for us. So we're reading from the TPT and we're going on from verse 18 to 21.
And don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellion. Instead, be filled continually with the Holy Spirit, and your hearts will overflow with a joyful song to the Lord. Keep speaking to each other with words of scripture, singing the psalms with praises and spontaneous songs given by the Spirit. Always give thanks to Father God for every person He brings into your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And out of your reverence for Christ, be supportive of each other in love.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So through the Holy Spirit now, we once had, we came into this world from God having purpose. But then we were deceived, and then the spirit of the evil one, a spirit working sons of disobedience, it says in Ephesians 2 verse 2, worked in our life and brought about death, darkness, deception. But praise God for Jesus Christ. He came to seek and to save, and we were brought to that saving knowledge through the gospel. And now, as it says so beautifully in 1 Peter chapter 2, as you come to Him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourself, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So we partake of life and life in abundance, in union with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, brought back into the family, into the kingdom, and into the Spirit, to now partake of the unique name written for us, a unique adventure, a unique character. Like a diamond, it's got so many facets, this new birth, and that's what we push on into, and goes on in 1 Peter chapter 2, Verse 9, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, now you have received mercy. So we are the people of God, children of the living God, and we receive mercy. So, and this we love, and we motivate those that we meet, those that we see, because of what God done. God took the initiative by reaching out to us in Christ Jesus and restoring us to everything we lost in Adam. We've got every spiritual blessing, blessed with everything pertaining to life and godliness now in Christ Jesus. And this is our message. This is what our life speaks about. This is what our words say. This is what our attitude and actions give out there into the world. Come home. Be reconciled. Be restored. Be what God made you to be. And come out of the deception into the marvelous light. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine. Your light has come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.